Welcome to the Radio Coffee House chat room, sponsored by The Big Day, the ultimate life coaching resource for all eight areas of your life. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Good morning, DFW Metroplex. Good morning, America. Well, do we have a topic this morning on the Radio Coffee House chat room? Are you ready for this? So get ready. By the way, get your coffee on, because we're going to talk about some good stuff in this topic. So here's the topic. Listen closely. Having the right mindset no matter what. Well, that's a mouthful. Having the right mindset no matter what. I like that, no matter what. Well, we're live on KLIF Studios in Victory Plaza in beautiful Dallas, Texas. My name is Robert Whipple, and I am your host. So Mr. Whipple is an entrepreneur. He's a businessman. I'm with a company called Southern Painting, and what we do is paint homes. So one time I had someone say to me, what do you do, like drive around in a truck with a spray rig and a ladder? Not hardly. In fact, when I get close to the painting experience, we don't call it job. They say, the painters say, no, Mr. Whipple, no. And so that's what my business is, but I've got something, some really good news that we're going to talk about with our theme, having the right mindset no matter what. But I'm an author, and I've had a book on my heart for about 35 years, and about a year and a half ago, I knew it was time to put it to paper. And the name of the book is called The Big Day. And it was introduced approximately about 4 weeks ago, and overnight it became a bestseller under the management or time management category on Amazon. So, by the way, this is a small commercial, but if you want the best book you've ever read that's going to talk about the spiritual and the natural together, you need to get on that Amazon.com. Just pull up The Big Day, Robert Whipple. But back to the Radio Coffee House chat room and our topic for today, having the right mindset no matter what. So in the studio with me live, and again, we're live, so that means that you can call in and talk about having the right mindset no matter what. So in the studio with me, I've got three guests today, actually two guests and my co-host. My co-host is my second best friend, my wife for over 45 years, is Nancy Whipple. Call her my second best friend. Sometimes she goes by Nurse Nancy. She doesn't like Cool Whip, but I like Cool Whip. I think it's pretty good. So good morning, Cool Whip.
Good morning.
So what's going on with you today?
Well, I'm having an awesome morning here. Drove in from Fort Worth to do the radio show and the Coffee House radio show. And we're having an awesome time with Greg and with Lori.
So Fort Worth. So does that mean TCU?
That means TCU.
Are you a Horned Frog?
Absolutely. Horned Frog fan.
We bleed purple, right?
Yes, we do.
We're supposed to say purple.
Just purple.
So
purple and white.
Nancy, thank you for joining us and being the guest host on the Radio Coffee House chat room. And one of our topics or one of our goals, and this is, we have kind of like our mission statement on the Radio Coffee House chat room, is to help you mow down any opposition you may be facing and regarding having the right mindset no matter what. So that's kind of like one of our goals. Also, in the studio with us is my guest this morning. It's Lori DePinto, and call her Lori Paws. I've got to tell you, she is quite a lady. She's an entrepreneur. She's the mom of four. Her husband, I call him the Italian stallion entrepreneur. I don't really call him that, but I think it's kind of funny that I said that. He's going to love that.
He is.
In fact, I'm already in trouble. And her name is Lori DePinto, and she's an entrepreneur. She also has three dogs at home. One dog is named Samson. He's like 180 pounds St. Bernard. But Lori, thank you for joining us on the Radio Coffee House chat room.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us, take a second and tell us a little bit about yourself. And you only have 1 minute, so let's let's say 30 seconds.
Yeah, to make it short.
Because I've got so much to say and so little time to say it, so go ahead.
Well, yes, I do. I have four children, but they are 23, 21, 18, almost 19, and 15. So I jokingly say that I have replaced my kids with my dogs, as three of them are growing up, and I have one left at home.
So you don't count your husband as a kid? I do.
Most of the time.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. He's an Italian. Boy, he is a good cook, though, I got to say. Hey, Derek, good morning. I hope you're listening. This is what a sunrise looks like. So
What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Yeah.
By the way, I hope you have your coffee on. And I know I've got a lot of people out there listening. We've had really great response from the last show. And then kind of a special guest this morning. And he said, now, Dad, I don't want to say too much, but he's never been without a word. And that's my son. I'm so proud of Greg about 80% of the time. Well,
no.
Make that 70% of the time. Sometimes it could be even 50% of the time. But, Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on in your life besides moving from Phoenix, Arizona?
Moved from Phoenix, Arizona. Been out here for about 2 weeks now and just really enjoy it. Weather's a little bit different, but I really enjoy it.
We ordered that freezing weather for you on purpose so you could enjoy it.
He's like complaining already about the weather. He has a little bit of a whine about him. Every time you talk with him for about 5 minutes, you got to get yourself the Kleenex and start wiping the tears.
The violin.
So also in the studio, of course, is our engineer, and that is Dan. Good morning, Dan. You drove in from Fort Worth this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on in your life?
Oh, nothing really. Just getting up to go to work this morning and battling the cold, but that's about it.
So when you said you had a cold, what did I say? Goodbye.
You said,
leave. Hand sanitizer.
Nice.
Thanks, but it's time for you to go.
Dan is the man behind the scenes, and I'm so thankful for Dan being our studio engineer. And so we're going to get right to the talking points today. And so let's go ahead and give you our phone number, and it's 888-787-5543. So it's 888-787, or Cliff, K-L-I-F. That's a tough one this early in the morning. It's not that early. 888-787-5543. But if you're like a lot of people, you may just want to sit back and listen, which I can understand. And we're going to talk about this topic about having the right mindset. Now, anyone can have the right mindset, but the catcher is no matter what. So what does that mean, having the right mindset no matter what? So I would say it like this. It's like Greg or Lori, Cool Whip, Dan. It's like having the right mindset when you're on the mountaintop. That's easy. And the real kicker is having the right mindset when you're going through the pits, when nothing is working, when everything is upside down, the abyss, having that right mindset. So I think, Nancy, that when you talk about having the right mindset, I think to me, I would say, that's probably, if you can get that under control, you can pretty much begin to be in control of your own life.
That's true.
Yeah? You think?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what do you think about that, Lori, having the right mindset no matter what?
Well, I think that, going into your job each day or going into being a mother of one or four or being whatever you are for that day, I think going into it with a positive outlook, what my cosmetology teacher used to say is leave the spilt Cheerios at the front door. And so.
Well, wait a second. I don't know if I agree with some of that. Because see, you chime in, Greg. I don't know. You may want to chime in. But, when someone says to me, Mr. Whipple, you're very positive, I think I would rather have them almost dog cuss me than say that, because I don't think having the right mindset, Lori, and I want to get your intake on this, your input, not your intake, input. Having the right mindset is not about being positive, because you can't be positive year round, 365 days, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just can't be. But you can have the right mindset in the midst of a storm.
Correct.
So, yeah, you're going to have days you're going to, what, spill the Cheerios? There are going to be days when that 180-pound Samson, you know, he does whatever he does on the floor. There are going to be days when it doesn't work out. And then we could go worse than that. There are going to be days when you get some really bad news. So how do you handle that? I mean, what do you do, and how do you get that right mindset? And that's what we're talking about in the Radio Coffee House chat room. I think it's a very relevant topic. To me, it is. I mean, to me, it's one of the most relevant things. And here we are. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia this week, and we are interviewing, and we get up, and we get snow on the ground. And I said, thank you, Lord, this is the perfect storm, because now we're going to see who is the contenders to the pretenders. Do they really want it? Do they want to get up having the right mindset? So I don't know. I think that's kind of like the most paramount thing in life, to having the right mindset. What's your opinion on that, Mr. Whipple, Greg?
It's definitely important having the right mindset. It affects how your day goes, being positive, negative.
So give me an example going into work. Like you told me, you got to kind of, before you go into work and you're working with waiting on tables and you're waiting on people and you're working with customers, how does that work? How does having the right mindset help you on that? Because I remember you've told me several times, you have the wrong mindset and there everything starts going down.
You definitely want to go in with your game face on. You don't want to, you have people come in when you're waiting tables, it's their birthday, their anniversary. You definitely want to stay positive. You don't want to bring your problems to work. You want to
again. I'm not saying, and pardon for interrupting you, but I don't want to say this positive, because
sure.
Let me kind of interject something here. And what do you think, Nance and Dan? You can chime in. But again, I want to get away from this being positive, because I don't want this to be like, oh, this is the positive Radio Coffee House chat room. I'm not talking about being positive. I'm talking about being realistic. So you've just been handed a storm. What do you do when you're handed a storm? I mean, how do you react?
Well, I think that whenever I say I leave the spilt Cheerios at the front door, I kind of have a visual of that. And so then I go in and I go to cut somebody's hair. I would like to find out about them. And then it gets my mind off of me. And so then it gives me kind of a chance to process whatever that storm of yours may be. And so that's kind of where I go at it, in the angle of leaving the spilt Cheerios at the front door. So
I like that. In fact, we have got to take just a small little break right now. But when we come back, I'm going to talk about how to do that using the 4-to-1 rule. Now, listen to that. How to have a positive mindset no matter what, using the 4-to-1 rule. And we will be right back. Hello, I'm Robert Whipple, author, husband, grandfather, and entrepreneur. So here lies the question. Have you ever noticed that life is like a human obstacle course? I have. That is why it is my privilege and honor to introduce to you The Big Day, a best-selling book which includes over 35 years of tested principles that I've used in my own life and business, overcoming obstacles myself, which covers, by the way, very important, all 8 areas of your life. The Big Day will give you a decided advantage. It's like your own personal coach. It teaches you step-by-step systems that puts the odds in your favor, with realistic expectations to win big in life every time. You can purchase a copy on Amazon today. Simply search for it, The Big Day by Robert Whipple. It's a game changer, I promise you.
This is State Representative Matt Rinaldi, the pro-life whip in the Texas House of Representatives. In the last session of the Texas legislature, my pro-life colleagues and I attempted to ban late-term abortions of all children, including children with disabilities. But Cindy Burkett said this was a step too far. Listen to her own words on the floor of the House.
For many on this floor, this amendment is just a step too far, and I'll be voting no.
Cindy Burkett is now running for state senate and wants you to believe that she's pro-life, but she won't protect all unborn babies. Cindy Burkett is a step too far for the Texas Senate, paid for by Texas Right to Life Committee, Inc.
clinic.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Good morning, America. My name is Robert Whipple, your host of the Radio Coffee House chat room. And it is sponsored by The Big Day. You need to go to Amazon.com, pick up The Big Day. Just pull up The Big Day, Robert Whipple, and you will find it. My guests today are Nancy Whipple, Cool Whip, Lori DePinto, Lori Paz, and Greg Sun. And we're talking about having the right mindset no matter what. Also in the studio is Dan. He is our physical engineer. And so let's talk about how to have that right mindset. I'm going to give you two or three points of how to do just how to do that, having that right mindset. Very good points. So we talked about before the commercial break, 4-to-1. How do you do the 4-to-1? It's just this simple. So the first thing when you get into a situation and you're looking at making a decision, you use a principle called 4-to-1. Now, I've talked about not being positive, but I am going to talk about that for just a moment. So when I look at anything, I always look at the negatives. And I look at how many negatives there are and how many positives there are. So let's say, for example, I'm going through something that's not so good right now. Or I'm having a storm. And I love what Og Mandino says. He says you're normally either going into a storm, you're leaving a storm, or you're in the middle of a storm. That's having the right mindset. So you use that 4-to-1. How you simply do that is you align the negatives with the positives. And if I have 3 positives, I got to have 12. If I have 3 positives, or let me back this up. Let me start with the negatives. I look for the negatives. So I'm aligning myself. And I'm saying, okay, what are the negatives in this situation? So let's say I have 8 to 10 negatives. I've got to have 4-to-1 positives to see if that's something I even want to be involved with. And when I'm in the middle of that storm, I'm saying, do I really want to be involved with this? Sometimes I have to be. Sometimes I want to remove myself from it. That's why if I get into a drama situation with, let's say, at work, and everyone wants to talk about something, sometimes I'll automatically remove myself using the 4-to-1. And so I like that. Another thing I use, and this is going to sound a little bit strong, but I think it's so factual. In the middle of the storm, having the right mindset, I ask for help. Now, listen to that. You ask for help. From who? Anybody. You can say, like, help. I need some help. Do you have an idea? One of my favorite things to do is I go to God, and I'll say, God, help me. I need help in the middle of this thing. What should I do? And I'm not talking about just on Sunday. I'm talking about in the middle of that mindset. So that's the second thing. I use the 4-to-1 rule, having the right mindset. Here's another one I like. Get ready for this. I don't try to figure everything out. I don't have to have everything figured out. I mean, that's good for me because many years ago, I would get up at 6 a.m. pause in the morning, and I'd have 48 ways to make it work before 7 a.m. I don't have to figure it all out. I don't want to figure it all out. I don't want to be God. I've tried to be God, by the way. I've tried to say, okay, this morning, I think I'll be God. And I'll promise you, normally about noon, I'm going, this isn't working out so well. I think I'll let God be God, and I'll let me be me. And I don't have to figure it out. And I like that. Here's a good one. Being calm. Training myself to be calm in the midst of a storm. If you want to have some fun, go YouTube, Captain Sully, and you'll listen to the transcript, Greg. You'll listen to what he said before he said, we're going down the Hudson. Did you notice he's calm? He just didn't go, oh my gosh, we're crashing. Ah, help me, help me, help me. I don't want my pilot doing that. I mean, even if I'm like really nervous and I'm like a duck underneath the water, I'm paddling away 100 miles an hour on the upside, I'm going to say, man, I'm calm. I'm collective. I'm cool. That's why I call it Cool Whip. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I thought that was a awesome recording. Sit there and listen to him be so calm. And he's just like, okay, we're going down. We're going to land the plane right here in the Hudson.
So when we went to commercial break, Lori Paw said, Dad, what's the point? And I said, that's a good thing. I think we'll bring up some good points here. So we just covered some good points. So the 4-1, always use the 4-1. So anytime you look at a situation, weigh out the positives with the negatives. And do I really want to be involved with that? Sometimes I may not have a choice. Sometimes, but I will tell you, when I go to work on myself, when I say, you know what, self, I got to go to work on me, not the storm, and I don't have to try to figure it all out. I don't have to be God, and then I say, help. And let me give you one example, Lori.
I think that's what she was wanting, is like a real-life example. Like, okay, one that was kind of recent was we looked at buying a house, a different house. And so we said, okay, how many negatives versus positives? But so she's just looking for real examples.
And when we looked at the house, there were like 6 negatives. So how many positives did I have to have? 6 times 4 is how much is that? Does anyone know the answer to that?
24.
24? OMG.
You didn't tell us we had to know our
times. This is tough. You need to get your calculator out.
I had mine out here. So
you did? Are you helping me?
That was your mind, actually. Your mindset.
Aha. We caught you. Aha. Now they're smiling. I love to see smiling Greg and Lori Paws, and especially Cool Whip. So, Dan, can you smile? Now, look, he even smiled. Say something,
Dan.
And
he has a toddler, too.
The right mindset. So what's going on with the right mindset with you? Anything.
He got a good night's sleep, I think.
I don't think he got a good night's sleep.
No, he did. He said he went to bed early.
Well, I mean, for me, I guess if you want to look at it that way, at the end of 2016, I guess the right mindset for us was we bought a new house.
Ooh, nice.
So, and that was kind of a tedious task, but I mean, we still did our research and found it.
So that's a good mindset to buy a house. I mean, you almost have to have the right mindset to go in and do that. Sometimes you're kind of like nervous about it, I'm sure.
Well, it wasn't something that we wanted to do right away because we were planning on waiting. However, circumstances, you know, changed that. So we had to sit down and think about it and just try and find a place.
Good point. I like that. So, I mean, this could be just in the purchase of a major investment. Thank you, Dan. To using the 4-1, but here's another point.
Whenever I have to have the right mindset to pack your son up and take him to college, you always think, I'm prepared, but then you actually do it. And then you drive behind him or he drives behind you and you take him to college and you say, okay, now what? And so whenever Derek and I did this, it was like we were leaving a piece of us at this place that I had to trust that he was going to be okay. And so when we were driving back, my mindset was, now what? Now what do? We get to know each other again. We have a relationship.
Are you sure you want to do that?
And so
I'm not sure sometimes. I know when our kids went off to college, I'm just, you know, the first thing Ms. Whipple and I did, Cool Whip, we said, you got the tickets? We went to Disneyland. We actually had some money. We could do something for ourselves.
Well, and I had to go back to my 3 dogs and 1 daughter left at home.
Those are not dogs. Those are horses. You should not be able to have a 180-pound St. Bernard and 2 other dogs, Rocky and Bruno.
Bruno and Samson.
And Samson. So anyway, listen, you know what? We're talking about having the right mindset, and we're almost out of time with this this, and it's kind of sad because I had so many more points, but I just want to reiterate this. And, you know, by the way, we're going to have a great topic in the next half hour. It's even, I think it's going to get better, but we're going to be talking about planning. And I know that sometimes can be a four-letter word, planning, but planning, how do you plan and how do you do this when you've got so much, how many things going on in your life? But if you have a question or you want to just talk about our topics, you're welcome to call in. Again, I know it's early for some of you. To me, it's just like this is the middle of the day. And I love early morning, but our phone number is 888-787-5543. Robert Whipple, your host, co-host, Nancy Cool Whip, goes our guest in the studio, Lori K. DePinto, Paws, and Greg Sun. And so having the right mindset, let's go over their topics again. So this is what you do. Develop the 4-to-1 rule. Now I'm going to give you one more, and that is, and this is going to sound a little strong, but always imagine the worst case scenario. What is the worst case scenario? And then if I say, okay, that's the worst case scenario, if that's all you have, and then I ask God for help. And one of the things I'll do is I'll even pick up the Bible and I'll just start reading scripture. And one of my favorite scriptures, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. So, I mean, if Jesus was asleep in the top of the boat in the midst of a storm, I mean, he wasn't all freaked out. I mean, so if that's a good example, I think it's a great example. We weren't meant, and this is, I kind of want to leave this as kind of our closing theme. We weren't meant to live miserable every day. And I see people living life miserable every day. You know why? They don't have the right mindset. So have the right mindset. And this is your theme. I mean, this is what I'm going to leave you with in this segment. Having the right mindset is a decision that we have to make every single day, no matter what. Can I say that again? It's a decision you have to make every single day. It's so good. This is so good, folks. No matter what. This is for everybody that's listening. So having that right mindset is powerful. So here we go. We're having the right mindset in everything we say, in everything we do. Then we're going to make a decision, get ready, to enjoy life. I'm going to enjoy this day. We're out of time for this break. Man, we're going to be talking about how to get your life in the plan. We have so much to talk about in this next half hour. My name is Robert Whipple, your host for the Radio Coffee House Chat Room, and we'll see you on the other side.
Hi, this is Jill with the newly released book, The Big Day, and I've got one power-packed word for you, thankfulness. Have you ever thought that thankfulness could be the winning game changer you've been needing in your life? Far from cliche, thankfulness is a valuable paradigm shift that can take your life from basic to above and beyond. As just one of the 11 cornerstones from our best-selling book, The Big Day, you'll discover why thankfulness makes a bigger impact than you'd think. Learn how thankfulness can put the odds of winning in your favor. The Big Day is your personal life coach, offering key concepts and tools to help you reach a consistent level of excellence and fulfillment in every area of your life. And thankfulness is just one of those game-winning strategies. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today. That's The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So we are going to change directions, and if you said to me, Mr. Whipple, what is one of your most favorite topics in the whole wide world? I would say other than God, and I love God. I just like to talk about God and his promises for you. And I call that alignments, and that's your alignments for what you align yourself with. But back to our topic at hand is planning. And our theme for this half hour, this segment, is how to make it work, having a busy lifestyle. That's why I wanted to talk with Paz, bring her on, because she's got a busy lifestyle. In fact, we all do. And we're going to talk about some things. And I promise you in this next half hour, if you'll just follow through on one of the, or two of the things I'm going to talk about, what we call talking points in our theme, it can revolutionize where you are today. And that's having a plan for what you're going to be doing today. My name is Robert Whipple, your host of the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. If you have a question, you're welcome to call in. I know a lot of people are just listening early in the morning. We are in the beautiful studios of I don't say it's downtown, Victory Park. It's beautiful down here. But our phone number, anyway, regardless of that, is 888-787-5543. I can get through that. 888-787-5543. My guest host, Cool Whip, my wife, Lori DePinto, Greg Whipple, thank you so much for joining us today. You're our listeners. We're glad you're here on the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about this. This has got some juicy subjects. And planning does not sound juicy, but it is. It's a life-changing event when you decide to start planning. And so you're busy. Pause. You got a lot going on in your life with everything going on. We talked about the dogs, the husband, the four kids, a college kid in college, goes to Texas Tech. I'm sorry to say that. Go Frogs.
When
go
they
Frogs.
Said go Frogs, I said, wait a minute.
Purple.
Guns up. Texas Tech.
She's Sun sorry so. For that foul Sun language.
So. No.
They had to. Guns up, right? They had to. I think they had to bleep that one out. That's foul language when you talk about guns up.
Nope.
Sorry, but go Frogs. Hey, by the way, the Frogs ended up in the I'm going to chase the small rabbit. Ended up in the top 10 AP football. Congratulations. Basketball is doing good. Can't wait for baseball. We got some great people at TCU. I just love them to pieces. But we're talking about planning. That's the theme. How to get everything done in a busy day. And that's our talking point. So what do you think, Paz?
Well, I think that that is definitely a foundation that I have to follow. Since I started work back 2.5 years ago, that is something that I'm working diligently on every day. And I make sure that if I don't plan for today, then my mind and my life is scattered. But if I plan, it goes so much more smoothly. I can concentrate at work. I can have a free and clear mind that everything at home is okay. I don't have to worry about it. And so thanks to my wonderful Italian husband. I don't know why he calls him the Italian stallion, but he is Italian, but he's anyway. So that's that. But yes, definitely planning is the most important key into, I think, anybody's life, no matter if you have children, if you don't, whatever you do, planning is important.
I have a copy of The Big Day in my hands, and it says, a how-to guide for creating a culture of successful leaders, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So the reason I'm talking about that is I'm going to read something here in The Big Day, and I'm going to read it almost word for word. So here goes. If I had the opportunity to put a roadblock across a major freeway, pull everyone over to the side, hold a camera and a microphone up to each person, and ask them, do you want to be successful? Do you want a life full of greatness? Would you like to have a successful life that starts this big day? I believe most everyone would answer without a doubt, yes, absolutely. But this is the question they would ask. What's the catch? So I'm going to continue reading. How do we get to this successful life? Here's the catch. Understanding that simply wanting something is not good enough. You must define, now listen to this very carefully, everyone, listen carefully. I wish we had a listen alert. Listen very carefully. You must define, plan, focus on, and schedule specific actions and then do them with due diligence. The amazing power of choice can alter your life, especially when it comes down to planning. Folks, I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're retired. I don't care if you're 18, 17, in college. You got to have a plan. And I'm going to finish reading here. By simply understanding the forces at work in the human body and mind, you will be in a position. Your position will be in a position. So you want to be in the position to be in a position. That's what planning is all about. And if you think about the simplistic of planning, you're saying, well, yeah, I know that. But really, what kind of plan do you have? What kind of plan? And in the big day, we talk about having a plan for all eight areas of your life. Whip, what do you think? Cool Whip?
Well, that's interesting you said that, because I was talking to a close friend the other day. Her name's Joyce. And she's totally retired now. And she was like, you know, there's not a lot to do. And we both were very busy. We were nurses for a doctor. And we stayed so busy for so many years. And after you retire, then you think, well, now what do we do? And so I'm not retired, but she's retired. And so you have to make a plan. You don't want to just sit at home and watch.
Even if you're retired, you got to have a plan?
You do.
No matter what.
Right, because you want to feel like you have a purpose, something to get up and do. And when you're a busy person like Lori is or Greg is with all their children, you know, and working and you're still young, you don't think about having, you know, something to do because you have lots to do.
Most people don't think about a plan.
No.
They really don't. When you talk about planning, you're going, boring, but life-changing.
Whenever I have do hair, and I know I've mentioned that already, but I have a few customers that are retired, and I have one that is super, super busy, but that is because she gardens, she goes out and volunteers, she goes out and, you know, helps out other people, other kids, actually, and then I have one that just, you know, sits at home. So I think that, you know, definitely planning, again, no matter what stage you're at in life, I think that's super important. So
Dan, here's a point, and get ready. I mean, what the point I'm fixing to make, you're going to go, wow, Mr. Whipple is so wise. In fact, the first thing he's going to do when he gets off the board, he's going to run down, go to Amazon.com, order a copy of The Big Day. You think, go ahead and laugh all you want, but he needs that as much as anyone. I mean, we all need it. In fact, when I'm reading the book, Dan, I'm going, wow, I don't know who wrote this book, but that guy is something else. But here we go. So here's the point in planning. Are you ready? You got to start having dedicated appointments. Not in one area, but eight areas of your life. This means you have a written calendar or electronic calendar that you start having dedicated appointments. So a dedicated appointment with having dinner with your family. A dedicated appointment in doing something like praying, having a dedicated appointment in having a quiet time. This is my favorite. Having a dedicated appointment to go to the football game, to watch the Horned Frogs whip up on Texas Tech. Dedicated appointments. So don't even tell me not. Pause. So what do you think about that, Dan?
I think that's all great, and that's what we try to do as well. As far as like having dedicated appointments, we try to have dinner together as a family. And like, for example, tonight we're having a big family dinner as well, where everybody is supposed to get together. So, you know, and plus, you know, going to church. But I think the Frogs are going to lose though.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes. Sorry, Dan just got. We just disconnected Dan from the studio. He's officially been disconnected.
We got the silent button for Dan.
Now. Robert Whipple is my name. I'm your host of the Radio Coffee House chat room. And we're talking about planning in the midst of everything that's going on. So, the first thing, and as simple as it sounds, dedicate appointments.
I have a question for you, Mr. Whipple, Robert, Dad. How did you come up with the name, The Big Day? Speaking of planning, how did you come up with that name?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to try to answer that in less than 3,000 hours, you know? But
I think I stumped him.
No, you didn't. Trust me. Trust me.
The three of us should try to stump
you. You can't do that. It's impossible.
Come on, Greg.
Okay, Greg just woke up. He's over there, been in the corner. He's been in the corner asleep. And he's just, he's kind of grumpy. Sometimes I call him grumpy,
not grumpy
Greg.
No,
yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's not positive. Sorry.
I'm not positive. I'm a realist. I'm serious, guys. Out there, stop being positive. Become a realist.
Okay, realist. Well, how did you come up with The Big Day?
So here it is. Let's analyze this because I'm very analytical. I like to analyze and put things in a practical way. So here it is. Yesterday ended when? Last night at midnight. It's over. It's done. It's history. In fact, most people live in the wrong time zone 80% of the time. That's time management right there. Get out of the yesterday. Number two, tomorrow, I mean, I would like to tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow. But there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that you will be here unless you've been given one from God. And God said, this is the day that the Lord has made. So you know what happens? You start focusing in on today. So when you do that, it trains yourself. You're like training yourself to put yourself, having the right mindset we talked about in the first half hour. You train yourself to start thinking about today and how important today is. But here's the catch. This is good, so I hope you get this. That you start enjoying today. That's what we talked about. Start putting yourself in the right mindset to say, you know what? No matter what happens, I'm going to enjoy today. If it doesn't work, I'm going to enjoy today. If something doesn't happen to my likings, I'm going to enjoy today. I'm going to make a decision if a calf rubs me. I don't care what happens. I'm going to enjoy today. So dedicated appointments is one way to do that. So today is the day. So that's why The Big Day. And I like that. Thank you for the question, Paz. So let's go to a talking point here. So I'm fixing to give you a really good talking point. Learning the art to say no. Learning the art to say no. We got it. Learning the art to say no. One more time. I said no, thank you. Here's another good one. You know what? We're out of time in this segment. I'm bringing up the next one that you're going to absolutely love. We got to take this commercial break for this Big Day book. By the way, you got to get your copy of it. We'll be right back, and then we're going to talk about some. We're actually going to talk about two topics that are going to change your life forever. Ever. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Robert Whipple, author of the newly released The Big Day. I wanted to introduce to you Daniel DePinto.
Thanks, Robert. I'm a student at Texas Tech University. I want to take 60 seconds to tell you about a book that has changed my life. The Big Day. Now, this book is unlike any other book I've ever read. It combines humor and valuable insight in order to create a truly inspiring and life-changing guide to living a life that's above and beyond. I guarantee that if you read this book and study the principles taught, like I did, then you'll become a better leader of yourself and others. You will feel better physically. You'll be more disciplined, and your relationships will grow stronger. The Big Day is by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today. It will change your life.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, Show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da!
To...
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org/TX. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Boy, it just goes by so fast, and I'm so glad you're here. My name is Robert Whipple. Our theme topic for this last half hour is planning. We're going to talk about some things that are going to help you revolutionize your life in the overall plan of things. So let's get right to it. Again, Robert Whipple. Our phone number, if you do have a question, 888-787-KLIF-5543. 888-787-5543. Robert Whipple, your host, co-host, Nancy Whipple, Cool Whip, Lori Paws, and Greg Whipple, and then Dan on the board. So let's talk about this for a moment. So we've covered two ways. Number one is to have an appointment, dedicated appointments. That's number one. Number two is to learn to say no thank you. Declutter your life. Whatever you're doing, start decluttering what you're doing.
We're working on it.
I'm really working on you to do that.
Oh, no.
She has a mandate from God. This is God. Declutter your house, Ms. Whipple. Declutter it today.
Speaking of declutter, one of my new favorite things is a Lazy Susan. And so I have them in my pantry now. I have them in my cabinets at work. I have them everywhere because it just helps kind of get things organized and you know what's in your pantry.
I hate that name, Lazy Susan. I would call it Diligent Susan.
I knew as soon as I said that
Lazy
is bad.
So here we go. So here's the next point. You ready? Here we go again. This is going to get serious. But say, God, help me. I need your wisdom. You start aligning your plan with God's wisdom for your life. And again, what happens is he'll start showing you things that, hey, this is not quite as important as you thought it was. What you thought was a great deal with the thing you needed to do, you ask for God's wisdom and say, hey, show me what I should be doing here. Appointments, learning to say no, God's wisdom. And then here's another one that I love. Limit your time on social media. Man, that is an addictive thing. And the first thing we do in the morning is we pick it up. We start going through it. I'm not saying that you can't enjoy it. I'm not saying throw out the baby with the bathwater, but limit yourself on that. Now, here's probably one of my favorite to-do list. So you have an appointments and you have a to-do list. A to-do list is something, Greg, that doesn't have a designated appointment, but you have to do.
Yes.
And, yes, he said yes. He just woke up. So that's a EGT list. We call it Expect Great Things. So you have an appointment. Now, what device would you recommend, Mr. Whipple? I'm glad you asked that. That's a great question, folks. Such a great question. I have found a device, and I don't get anything from this. In fact, they should send me a royalty because I've sent so many people to this site. But it's an app that I use on my iPhone, and it's called Easy Calendar. Easy Calendar is a calendar that you can put on your phone for two or three steps. I think it runs $1.99, download it on your calendar, and start putting appointments in your calendar for things you have. Like Dan has dinner tonight. That should be written out because what you're doing is training yourself. Training yourself to start writing down scheduled appointments. You're intentionally going about planning your activity. So now I'm going to get to one of my all-time favorites. And this is an appointment that you should do at least four times a week. And it will revolutionize what you do. And I've used that word revolutionize several times, but this is probably the big one. And that's exercise. You should have an exercise program four times a week. I call it two cardio and two core. Very important. What that does, it gives you more energy, more strength, better vitality, better this and that, to get out and face what you're facing. So these are things that I set dedicated appointments for. I try to exercise at least 4 times a week, and sometimes I just have to skip it. But even so, as soon as I get involved with that, goodness gracious, things start to change. And I love that. I love the exercise. And speaking of exercise, I know that some of you are listening out there. Feel free to call in 787-5543. We're going to go to the phones with Karen. And good morning, Karen. You're on the radio chat room live. And welcome and good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are things with you this morning?
They're fine. You've already gone to another topic, so I was just going to make a comment about planning and how important it is to be prepared to change your plans in case they fall apart.
So give me an example.
Okay, for example, in making lesson plans for my classroom. You can spend hours and hours in making plans, and one little thing can happen, and it'll fall apart, and your whole day is messed up. How do you keep from falling apart when that happens, when you've spent so much time and effort? And it's not just that. It can be planning a vacation. It can be planning dinner. It can be planning anything. How do you keep from falling apart?
Well, that's great.
When you've spent so much time planning. Some people are so dedicated to getting everything just right, more being a perfectionist, maybe.
Yeah, there's 2 points there, Karen. And, wow, I love your question. I'm going to kind of answer first point, and that is don't be led by the schedule. You go, that sounds contradictive. It's not contradictive. I have the plan written out. I have my appointment, but if I feel like I need to go a different direction, not because I want to push the snooze button, but because I feel like this is a point I need to go in a different direction, even though I may have that on the plan, I give myself an allowance to do that. So I'm not really led by the schedule, but at the same time, I use the schedule, if that makes sense. And then the second point that you bring up is what happens when stuff happens. And that's probably, man, I'm so glad you brought that up, because it happens to all of us, Karen. And I mean, like when you have your lesson plans or you're doing whatever and things start happening and all of a sudden, you know, it's totally changed. The whole premise of what you're trying to do is change. Then what I simply do, Karen, is I don't let that intimidate me. I don't get freaked out by it. The first thing I do is I stop, slow down, take a deep breath, say, God, help me. Even I don't care how small it is. And then I take a step back and I start replanning. That's all I do. I don't let that intimidating thing that's just come in, that monster with 3 heads come in and start messing up my day. Does that make sense, Karen?
Sure it does.
Yeah, I think that's good.
And I think probably to start our day with a prayer.
Yeah.
That God just lead us and keep us calm throughout the day, no matter what the circumstances that arise.
I couldn't have said that better myself. I love that. Thank you, Karen, for calling, and I appreciate it. Have an awesome day. So we're going to go to the phones again, and we have Susie on the phone. Good morning, Susan, or Susie.
Hi. My question is, do you have a favorite tool for planning?
A favorite tool? I would say probably 2 things, Susie, that I use. And my favorite tool is my Easy Calendar. And that's something I use all the time. And then my EGT list or my to-do list. Those are 2 tools that I use. Now, I want to make my life simple as I can be. I don't want to complicate the heck out of my life. And so tools are very important in your time management system. Like Dan was talking about having dinner this evening, Susie. I'm saying I have a tool and I have that written down. So again, it almost sounds like you're just trying to be just this mechanical person throughout the day. No, I'm training myself with the tools that I'm using, my EGT list, and I use my notes on my iPhone. And I love that. It's so simple. And I just go straight to my notes.
When you talk about your notes, Dad, on your iPhone, you'll have so much going on around you, but you'll have a thought, oh, I need to get milk. That's super important. So I stop, I write it down on my notes section in my phone, and it's gone. You know, I don't have to think about that anymore. So the notes section is super helpful for me.
Susie, I wish we could sit and talk about this. I could spend another hour talking about time management with you, but we're almost out of time, and I thank you for calling, Susie, and you have an awesome day as well.
Thank you.
Bye. So we are out of time, folks, so this is the way I'm going to leave this with you right now. You got to have a plan. Ask God for help, just like our first half hour, and when things happen, God help me. Have a system. Have a plan. Use the tools that we talked about here on the Coffee House chat room. Go to Amazon.com. Order your book, The Big Day. My name is Robert Whipple. Thank you for joining us on the Radio Coffee House chat room. And next week, we have got a terrific show with Heather Lester. Got so many topics to talk about. The biggest thing we're going to talk about is how to do the impossible. How to do the impossible. Next week on the Radio Coffee House chat room. Thank you, guests, for joining me. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Cool Whip. Thank you, Dan. And we will talk with you next week.
If you are looking for a book that makes you think about things in a different way, or one that inspires you to make changes in your everyday life, whether in your faith or how you increase your level of success in business, The Big Day is a book that covers it all. Combining both natural and spiritual principles, best-selling author Robert W. Whipple has gathered resources from over 35 years of personal and business experience. The Big Day is packed with self-help tips, tools, concepts, and strategies that will revolutionize the way you see yourself and your life. Don't limit yourself or hinder your potential. It's time to step out as the successful leader that you were meant to be. Order your copy of